علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we are discussing about the seal of the prophethood or the finalization of the prophethood. We brought about the discussion where Imam Ali alayhi salam says that the final prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent in the form of the fulfillment of his promise. So he was the fulfiller of the promise of God. And that promise of God is there, of course, in all the books of God, that a time will come when the light of God shall overwhelm everything, and it shall encompass the whole world. Of course, this is metaphorical. Otherwise, the light of God, the existence of God, and the influence of God is there in the whole universe, whether we like it or not. Here it's talking about that specific guidance, that specific, you can say, a spiritual growth, and that spiritual, you can say, perfection that would be achieved by the community is coming under the light, under the flag of the truth, and what it could, mean. It talks about that real and that pure Sharia and that pure way of life that would, govern the lives of the people of the world, of course, in a beautiful and positive way. This is what is being referred to here.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, we talked about the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises in the Qur'an that وَالَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَىٰ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَالَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَىٰ وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the messenger with guidance and the true religion so that it overcomes all the other religions, ala dini kulli, all the religions in totality, all the ways of life in totality. So we are told that this messenger is the final messenger. Why? Because the Sharia, that way of life, and that, you can say, that method of living, and the school of thought, and rather the method of acting and interaction, the general methodology of how to live and how to interact with everything in the universe, which has been presented by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is so good, is so pristine, is so beautiful, it's so so much in line with solving the problems of the people, that it will naturally overcome and overwhelm all the other schools of thought and all the other forms of religion. See, human thought has always been very dynamic and has been innovative and always is able to present new paths ahead of any type of, any type of blockade that blocks human progress. Ideologies are like that. Different ideologies have been formed and have been spreading in the world because of this, that whenever communities reach a level whereby they need to find out a solution for a problem, the intellectual capacity, the imagination of the people, their innovative skills in thinking, come up with an idea, with a way of life, with an ideology to take them out of that situation. In some situations, these were philosophers. People like Plato, they come up with a way of life and a system of social life, for example. And they come up, they bring it and towards the people so that they can decide whether they want to use this as a solution to that problem. And sometimes they use that and they might see some results. So we saw that, in history this has been happening, that whenever humans come in a blockade, they reach somewhere where they can't go ahead, they look for solutions and they are able to innovate those solutions.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, we have seen, as such, we have many many scholars, many thinkers that come up and produce theories for progress of human life, for social development, and they put this across to the people, and the people use them for their progress. But the path of the prophets is different from these paths that are postulated, that are formulated by the minds of these thinkers. The path of the Prophet and the teachings of the prophets are such that when they are brought forth for the solutions of the problems of mankind, they kind of overwhelm every other method of thinking at that time. And they are preferred over all other ways of life and all other cultures. This is the power of prophetic teachings. And for example, at the time of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, when the method of life that was presented by Nabi Musa alayhi salam was brought forth to the people of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, to the Bani Israel, there was no other school of thought, nor method of thinking or lifestyle that could come at par to the teachings of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. It was the most perfect way of life for the people at that time, for that community at that time. But was it the most perfect and the best way of life for all of mankind till the end of times? This is a question. We can say no, this was not the case. It was the best at its time, but not the best for all times. So inshallah, we shall discuss about this fact, that the prophetic teachings are such that they were best for all times. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
هذا علي سيد
زمن ولا هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه